The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. President Trump this week said that he wants to help Chinese telecom equipment maker ZTE get back on its feet. ZTE was forced to suspend its worldwide operations after U.S. officials punished the company for breaking sanctions against North Korea and Iran. ZTE is mainly known for selling smartphones. Many of its products contain American software or components. So by selling a phone to North Korea or Iran, ZTE violated sanctions because of the American-made products and technologies inside of the phone. Last year, ZTE acknowledged its guilt and paid a $1.19 billion fine, but it didn't follow through on all aspects of its agreement with the United States. As punishment last month, the U.S. Commerce Department forbade American technology companies from selling their products to the telecom company for 7 years. The decision sent ZTE into a downward spiral, forcing it to shut down many of its operations. The company hires some 70,000 people across the globe, and many Chinese jobs are at stake. The ZTE ban is also expected to cause sizable losses for the company's key American suppliers in both revenues and jobs. Some analysts say that Trump will likely use the ban as a bargaining chip in U.S.-Chinese trade relations, or to potentially get Beijing on board a future deal it strikes with North Korea. But how the president's statements will play out remains to be seen. Work is being completed on a thermal power plant in central Java, Indonesia, bringing 10,000 jobs and power to the island's province. The Cilacap power plant is a Chinese-owned coal-fired power plant that supplies 11 billion kilowatts of electricity for the power grid annually. Many locals credit the plant with improving their livelihoods. Sosin is an Indonesian employee of the Cilacap power plant.
I came to work for the Chinese company in 2015. Now I am married and have built a new home. Our life is getting better and better.
According to the latest reviews from the International Energy Agency, Indonesia is the world's fourth largest producer of coal and a top coal exporter. Of all fossil fuels, coal releases the largest amount of carbon dioxide per kilowatt hour of electricity and heat produced. Construction of the Cilacap power plant began in 2008 and is in its final stages of completion. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.